This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There's one thing on a whole lot of people's wish lists that hasn't been delivered yet, and that's a raise, a hefty, solid bump in pay. But if not this year, maybe next? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor starts us off.
For the past 5 years, it has not been a very Merry Christmas as far as wages have been concerned.
Real wages have been pretty much flat.
That's Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
When you adjust for inflation, they have pretty much gone nowhere.
In response, Americans have been pretty pessimistic about this. The University of Michigan asks consumers every month how much they think their pay will rise in the next year or two. 10 years ago, people were saying 3% or so. After the recession, that went down to almost zero.
Americans really lost the sense of optimism.
Peter Fisher is a senior fellow at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. He says things started to change recently.
Now, just in the last several months, we've seen a big pickup in the survey data.
People are now saying they think they'll get a 1.7% raise, which is just a teensy bit above inflation, which is around 1.3%.
That indicates the American consumer is seeing an improvement in the labor market.
So, we think we're going to get a raise. Will we?
There is some chance.
Justin Wolfers is senior fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says wages start to rise when the line of people out there willing to take your job starts to shorten.
If the unemployment rate keeps decreasing, then we're going to be in a position where workers have the bargaining power to ask for somewhat higher real wages.
20 states and the District of Columbia just increased the minimum wage, which will force up wages at the bottom end of the income spectrum, and average hourly wages jumped a fraction in December. But in general, for everyone else, it's a wait-and-see game. In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.